Moving on now, North Korea has announced the suspension of high-level talks with South Korea, which were scheduled for Wednesday. Pyongyang says the talks are canceled because of joint military exercises between the United States and South Korea. The North says the drills are a provocation and a rehearsal for invasion. Pyongyang has also threatened to scrap a planned summit between its leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The announcements come despite a recent diplomatic thaw with Washington and the South. Last month, during a historic inter-Korean summit, Seoul and Pyongyang agreed to initiate a number of measures to reduce tensions. They also pledged to work towards complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Now, to give us an update on that, we are joined by our correspondent Jennifer Chang on the ground there, keeping a close watch. Jennifer, can you tell us more about this recent development?
Yes, well, the Max Thunder air drills upset North Korea in the past so much that they conducted a military exercise in response. These two-week exercises, which began on Friday, involve 8 F-22 Raptor stealth jets that can evade North Korean radars. And these are the most threatening kinds of weapons to North Korea. The fact that these bombers, these planes, fighter jets can come into North Korea and evade their radar is very, very fearful. And they feel that it is a rehearsal for military invasion on the U.S.'s part. The U.S. has said if these talks, the upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, do not work out, that they will once again put the military option back on the table and prepare for a possible invasion of North Korea to force it to give up its nuclear weapons. So the North Koreans may feel they don't have really much choice except to cancel these upcoming summit talks with the U.S. President Donald Trump. And they also canceled talks later Wednesday today that were scheduled between high-level North and South Korean officials in Panmunjom, in the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas, that were supposed to prepare for the upcoming summit in June 12th, in Singapore. Now, this was a big surprise announcement. They made a call shortly after midnight local time to the South Korean government saying they were going to cancel. And this totally took the South by surprise. Now no one knows what will happen. But ever since the U.S. President Donald Trump canceled the Iran nuclear deal, there has been some question as to whether the North Koreans will go through with the summit and really reach a pact that can last with the U.S. That cancellation of the Iran nuclear deal, many analysts say that must be making North Korea lose trust in the U.S. President Donald Trump. And there are also some concerns that now maybe these talks that were supposed to lead to a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula, everyone was very hopeful and optimistic that they would, will no longer be working, that these talks have maybe already fallen apart, and that the winds of war are again threatening the Korean Peninsula. If the U.S. attacks North Korea militarily, the North Koreans will respond, and there will be a devastating cataclysmic war with millions of casualties on either side. So once again, the Korean Peninsula is in a tinderbox. And there is question as to whether the summit will take place between Trump and Kim even. Those could now be totally out the window.
Thank you very much. Our correspondent Jennifer Chang keeping a close watch on the developments in the Korean Peninsula for us. We will be, of course, getting back to her for more updates.